I think it's time to find out how old you really are, Joanne.
Okay.
What do you think it's going to be?
Okay, my chronological age is 41.
Yeah.
I would say my metabolic age, I mean, if I'm over 50, the day's not going to go well for me.
Mm.
I'm going to say 50.
50, on account of the...
I did a lot of Ibizas.
Your result, Joanne McNally, is... Hello, and welcome to my new podcast, What's My Age Again? I'm Katherine Ryan, and this is the podcast that asks, how old are you? How old is that body, and what do you do to feel young? But please do not go reaching for the sperm injectables or that 3,000-pound face cream. This is not a podcast celebrating Botox or tweakments or the obsession for us all to look like we're 28 forever. It's more about asking our guests what it is that they do to feel young and finding out what we can do to live happier lives.
When I was staring down the barrel of it, I was like, this is actually grand. I'm finally officially grown up.
Mm-hmm.
No one can tell me what to do. It's fun.
But all our guests have taken a biological age test to see if their body's age matches up to their chronological age. And we'll be discussing those results with our resident scientist, Dr. Nicola Conlon, a bit later on.
So you've got two ages. You've got your chronological age, which is how old you are, but you've got your biological age, and that is how old you are on the inside. So how old your cells really are, what they're telling us.
Our guest on this episode is the fabulous Joanne McNally. She's 41 years old, like me. But as you will hear later, her results are astonishing. Our team of scientists couldn't believe it, but which way did it go? Joanne is a co-host on one of the most successful podcasts in the country, My Therapist Ghosted Me. She's also a hugely successful stand-up comedian. She came to comedy quite late in life. She gave up her job in PR in her mid-30s. And so we'll find out what sort of toll all of that talking and touring has taken on her when we find out Joanne McNally's biological age. Joanne McNally.
Yes, Katherine Ryan.
My very favorite comedian.
Oh, thank you.
Number one. I hate all the others. I just decided that.
Great. Delighted.
You know why? Because you are young and fresh in your material. And you're very spicy in your personal life. I see you on the socials with the white wine.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big drinker.
So this could go either way.
Yeah.
But okay. Joanne, how do you feel about finding out your biological age on the podcast today?
Not great.
Oh.
I've been very concerned. Unless I'm 12, I'm going to be bitterly disappointed. And I just don't think that's going to happen. I just don't want to be, I need to be within the bracket. I also don't know what it means.
But why then? Why are you living the fast life if you don't want to be, why aren't you in a cryo chamber, going to bed early?
Denial. Okay. I don't want to know. The fact. It's like my IQ. I don't want to know. I'd rather just not know and live delulu.
Well, you've given us your blood.
Yeah.
And you're going to find out today.
Yeah. I bled out onto some sort of sheet of paper for them.
Sure.
Yeah.
What would it do to your lifestyle if you found out that you were biologically 85 years old?
So this is going to go one of two ways. Mm-hmm. Either I'll find out that I'm really old.
Yep.
And I'll get a huge fright.
Yes.
And I'll change nothing.
Great.
Or I'll find that I'm really young and I'll ramp it up. Because you know what I mean? No lessons will be learned.
Because I've got a lot of plans for my elderly age. Like when I am chronologically 80, if I'm still alive, by the grace of God, I will be doing MDMA for the first time.
Yeah. Have you not done MDMA?
No.
What have you been doing? Having kids,
yeah.
They get in the way of the MDMA.
I've been taking a different kind of injection.
Yeah.
Joanne, mm-hmm. You and I are both 41.
Yeah.
How did you feel in today's... you know, culture with all the stigmas. Usually in television, as we are, they take a 40-year-old woman out back, shoot her in the face.
Yeah.
How did you feel about turning 40?
I know, they're like the barren basement. Yeah. They're like, they all go there.
Where did they go?
Well, because I definitely feel I have a sense of arrested development. Mm. Like, we're both 41. You are married with three children.
Yeah.
I am unmarried, unfertilized, single, blah, blah, blah. So I think I've none of the symptoms of someone in their 40s, the traditional symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a bit freaked about turning 40 when I was 30. When I was 30, 40 seemed really old.
Yeah.
But when I was staring down the barrel of it, I was like, this is actually grand. I'm finally officially grown up. Mm-hmm. No one can tell me what to do.
It's fun.
It's fun. I have a job. Yeah. Like, you know.
I think successful 40, happy 40,
yeah,
is very different.
If I turned 40 with the lifestyle I had at 30, mm-hmm. it would have been a different situation. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'd finally, I didn't live on my own until I was 40. Like, I was in a house share in my mm-hmm. 30s because I moved to London from Ireland and tried to do comedy, etc. So I'm lucky that I have bits in place.
Yes.
That it's, I was like, oh, I can, this is actually great crack. And it's not like when you turn 40, you suddenly start wearing floral two pieces. It's like, I'm still myself.
This is what the young ones don't understand.
No.
We'll get into your illustrious career and your personal life.
Oh, great.
Soon. But to follow the format.
Yeah.
What do you do to stay young, to feel young, Joanne?
Science.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I think that there's a misconception potentially when you do a podcast called What's My Age Again, especially when you're me and you infamously have breast implants, even though my breast implants are old now as well.
They're fab.
They're on the turn.
They're great.
Thanks.
I've seen them on holidays.
They're kind of like a lower back tattoo. They date me.
No, I don't think so at all. I think they're fab.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of you to say.
Sorry.
But you and I are from the same generation, like the toxic, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels generation. Mm. The girl band generation.
Yeah.
You would think my breast implants were cool, but they're not.
This is what the other thing that we grew up with, the heroin chic and all that stuff. I remember once looking at a magazine on the shelf and it said, hips are back.
Mm.
I was like, what? They're a part of our body. When did they go? When were they not in fashion? Hips are back. But like I was kind of a late starter into the biz.
Yeah.
So I was on TV before I realized you don't go on TV without Botox, Joanne. You idiot.
So now you're getting Botox.
Oh, yeah. I get everything. There's nothing I won't do.
You don't have any filler.
Not in my face, no.
And that is because you're over 40?
Well, I think I definitely dabbled in a bit of filler before.
Yeah.
And then I did a photo shoot for a podcast I was doing back in the day. And when I saw the photos, I was like, eh. So I think bad work, it's like bad breath. You don't know you have it.
That's it.
Until you see it reflected back and you're like, oh, I look like a melted baby.
Yeah, you can get lost in the game.
You know what I mean? You get lost in the game.
Yeah.
You tinker too hard. You're like, whoops.
I think physical aesthetic age, like what we were talking about, Botox and filler, that's a very different thing to biological age, which we will discuss. But I think over 40, the filler has to go.
Yeah, I agree.
It ages you even more.
I have quite a moon head.
No. Like you have a round face.
I have a round
and
face.
And dimples, like a very childlike face already.
A Cabbage Patch Doll.
So you don't need volume.
I don't, but I obviously took it anyway. But they say when you get older that you actually need a bit of weight in your face because you can go quite gaunt. But yeah, it's that thing of like how much work is too much work. I think me and you, I mean, maybe I'm absolutely deluded, look quite natch.
I think we do as well. And that will be the Celtic heritage.
I can imagine the trolling we're going to get to say that. They're like those plastic bitches. I'm like, oh, we look natch.
I think I get a reputation for plastic because I joke about it, even though I've had no facial surgery. I'm going to.
Oh, yeah. The lift is coming.
Mm-hmm.
The lift is coming. I didn't. That's the thing that bothers me about it as well. If you speak about it, it becomes. Oh, yeah. Like I did some cover magazine in Ireland, and on the front it was like Botox Bay. I was like, come on. It's the women who deny it. Paris Hilton, are you high?
I know. I've done nothing.
Oh, come on. Do you know what? Actually, I've really gone in. You know the way, like sometimes I just really like to zone out by zoning in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To take all sorts.
It's called hyper-focus.
Hyper-focus.
We probably have ADHD.
Uh-huh.
Who doesn't have ADHD?
Who doesn't have it?
I used to think my husband was stupid. He just doesn't have ADHD.
Yeah.
So you zone out by zoning in.
So I did a big, because my pet peeve is women who pretend they eat shit they don't eat.
Yeah.
And women who deny getting worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like it just sends, it's the wrong message.
It is. One more question and then we'll move on. You said something that I haven't been able to get out of my mind for the last 5 minutes. You said you don't have filler in your face. Where is it? Is it in your vagina?
Sorry.
Because people are doing that as well.
I heard puffy vaginas.
Popping up the labs.
Yeah.
That's your face. That's on your face.
I know, sorry. I thought you meant like cheeks.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a great lip.
No, it's botched.
What?
It's been botched. First of all, I need a lip lift. This distance is too long.
Well, I actually
You don't need one. I do.
I can't get a lip lift because apparently
I love that we've investigated.
Of course. Yeah. A little bit. Mm-hmm. The space between my nose and my lips is too short. And so my doctor, who does all my
meaning
bits
you
and
don't need one.
Well, he said if your lip would be up under your nose, because your lip would be in your nose.
But look at Julia Roberts. No, but Google Julia Roberts, all the most beautiful women in the world, their lip is almost touching their nose.
Really?
So tell them to grow up.
Okay.
What can make you feel like a child again, Joanne?
My day-to-day.
Yes. Existence. So as a mother of three children, and I've also taken a husband, foolishly, I look at your Instagram and I almost zone out by zoning in. And I think, what's Joanne doing today? What time is she waking up? I think to be so funny as you are,
well, because
you do have to be connected with the inner child.
Yeah.
To be a bit silly.
I remember my mom saying to me once, because we were having the ongoing debate about whether to have kids or whatever. And she's like, I think you'd be a really good mom. Because she's like, you're great with kids because you're kind of childish.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, like I do get on. Like I've dated guys with kids before and I probably get on better with their kids than them.
Yeah.
I do. I am immature, I would say, but I've managed to wangle it into a career.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why we're clowns.
Yeah.
Is there a moment that you felt like you became an adult in your life?
When I moved in on my own, I was like that kid in Home Alone. I was waking up every day being like, I can do anything I want. This is mental.
And you live in London.
And I live in London.
That's very exciting.
I know. It's really cool. Living on my own for sure.
And are you taking bins out? Are you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm running a home.
What?
I know. I'm running a home.
And you purchased this home?
No. Renting.
What?
Yeah.
I need to give you some financial advice. I know that you're doing very well. I've seen you selling out arenas.
I'm so bad.
And you need to be buying property.
I know. And do you know why? And we're the ADHD thing, which, like, I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I probably have it. It doesn't matter. I don't really want the diagnosis. I just want the Adderall. But I can't figure. I just can't get my head into what it would take to buy a house.
It's really scary. It just takes money and you have it.
But wasn't there a lot of like forms and stuff?
No, you just get a lawyer and again, more money, and then they just tell you what to sign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about life insurance? Do you have that? Do you have a will? No. Don't weigh in. All right.
No,
so you're just living by the seat of your pants.
Yeah.
It's actually very exciting because who knows, you could break America and then owning a home would be a liability for you.
Why?
Because then you'd have to tie up all these loose ends, but you could just end your tenancy and bounce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm good to go at any point.
Yeah.
I have no responsibilities at all. It's actually pretty cool, except my mom.
So
she's my main one.
Yeah, but she'll be dead soon and then you're free.
Fingers crossed.
You straddle the life of a child and an adult, I feel, in a really beautiful way. Yeah, you've got the best of both.
Yeah, didn't think about it like that. I'm happy with that.
Joanne, let's talk about your family.
Okay.
You've previously said that you feel that you've outgrown marriage. What do you mean?
I think you get to a stage where you're like, there's nothing in this for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, that's everyone. That's all of us. That's being a woman.
I know. You're like, what's in this for me?
I know.
You know? And like you say, I know it's crass to talk about money, but now that I've kind of made some of my own, I'm like, I don't particularly want to share that with anyone.
But I'll tell you this. You know how you find it off-putting when women lie about what they eat and lie about the work that they get done? I also find it really weird that we're supposed to lie about having money.
I know.
Like, people know that we're literally famous.
Yeah.
And so, like, presumably, and women especially, like, we weren't even allowed pockets until recently. And now, look.
Pockets everywhere. Pockets
we're allowed money. I think it's really empowering to talk almost in a tacky way about having money.
Yeah. I know. Because it's not like I came from nothing. It wasn't like I was shoeless.
Yeah.
But I hadn't a pot to piss in.
No.
So, like, a middle class family and all that jazz. But, like, there was no, like, mum was a nurse, dad was a draftsman. And they just put all their money into putting us into private schools, and that was it. And then we came out and I didn't know what I was going to do, blah blah blah. But the marriage thing, I guess it's, you know, if I was to marry when I was younger, I'd be like, oh, marry a rich man, divorce, take half his money.
Nice.
But now I'm like,
yeah, you're the share mama. I am a rich man.
That's it. Plus I never fucking meet anyone.
I know.
So hard.
I can't imagine, like, I had to go through the dregs and just take back an ex.
Yeah, I know.
There are no new men.
Yeah, no, I know.
But there will be, Joanne, so you watch out because they've all been married.
Well, I'm waiting for the second wind. I'm waiting for the divorcees to come back online. And I really do, like, I really do give it a go. Because without dating and men, I have no material.
I know, you need a wrong end.
Mama's gonna work. I'm back on Hinge, my fuck.
Who's interested?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's next? Who's the next content?
Well, there are men who pay dominatrixes. Financial dominatrixes. You're like a joke dominatrix.
I heard about this. And then you insult them and they put money in your account.
This
is glorious.
This is my husband's life. You could find a similar minded man. He's
your
cool with
really
it, though.
Hot, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very sexy.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a cool-looking guy.
The gay community really have turned their backs on me because I felt that I was an ally to them. Mm. They were an ally to me. Mm. And the gays have recently been in my husband's DMs offering him, yeah.
Offering him,
you know,
advice.
A good time.
No way.
And I think...
All the gays?
All of the gays, yeah. At once. And I think maybe they're protecting me. Maybe they know something I don't know. I've read studies that say the demographic who lives the longest is... the single woman.
Yes, I heard this. I was, but they're single and child free, they say. Mm. But you know what you do miss as well? And I've noticed that when I first lived on my own, I was like, woohoo, I can do anything I want. And I was buzzing off that. And now as I'm like, oh, it's nice. I wouldn't mind kind of a bit of company in the house every now and again. Yeah. I'm like, back on Hinge.
Oh, but that's a concept, I think.
Social cohesion.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
But it comes with many trials and tribulations.
I know, that's
as well.
The thing. I read some quote the other day. It was like, choose your hard. It was like, everything's hard.
Oh, that's
being
right.
A mother's hard, not being a mother's hard. Being married's hard, not being married's hard. You just have to choose your hard.
Sometimes being married is flaccid.
Indeed.
Just to warn you. Let's talk about your mom, who joked before will be dead soon.
Yeah.
I mean that in the light sense of the
of
dark.
Like, she's not going anywhere, trust me. I have her at the trainer now and all.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're very close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There comes a point in your life, I feel, where your parents were these figures of strength, and then they start to get, I suppose, elderly.
I know.
And you see them as being weak. Like, your dad especially. Like, I could see my dad's a little bit old now.
Yeah, I know.
And
it's
he used
horrible.
To be so scary.
It's horrible to see them age like that or get a bit dothery. Now, my mom's, like, she's not dothery. She'd kill me if I just
I don't mind too.
She's really. I actually came out. She collected me from Dublin Airport recently, and she when I went in, she came in. She never really comes in, but she actually came in this time. And I looked at her and I was like, she looks really cool. Like she's so when. But I moved away. She lives on her own, which is a bit of a concern. And obviously, I live in the UK. She's still in Dublin, but she had a bit of vertigo and she was falling over, and then she couldn't get back up. So I was like, So now she has a trainer, and she's up and down like a fiddler's elbow.
Like a personal trainer.
Yes.
Your mum's working out.
Donald is his name. Yeah. He has her in the gym and she's like, I go into the fridge now and it's all like protein bars and everything. Oh. I know. She's practically on the way.
And she was not a woman who exercised before.
She would have been that generation of grapefruit for breakfast.
Yeah.
Like huge big walks, but they weren't training.
I love the fashion magazine diets where they go, you can have half a glass of white wine for breakfast.
I know,
half a boiled egg and a cigarette.
Yeah. It was like the 70s or the 80s. Was it 60s? I don't know what it was.
It was an exciting time.
But she had all that. Like, I think our generation is maybe the I think, and maybe I'm naive, but the one below us again then, I think they started getting a healthier body image. We were still the... There is no such thing as too thin.
Right.
And that imprints on you then. And you have to kind of try and shake all that off. And it's hard.
What was your mom like when you were growing up in terms of like body positivity? Was she very glam? Was she dieting? Was she smoking?
She wasn't smoking.
No.
She used to chain smoke, but kind of before my time.
Yeah.
And then my brother, when he was like 8 or 9, wrote a letter about how he was so scared that she was going to die. And she said the guilt... got her off the fags.
Oh.
But she says even to this day, she's like, I'd be nervous if I had one. I'd be back on them for 20 a day. She's like, she's like, I loved smoking.
That's what people say.
I loved it.
Smokers love smoking.
They loved smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Was she glam? Yeah, she was actually. Like they went out, they were kind of like went out on occasion.
Yeah.
You know, there was the box of wine on top of the fridge that she kind of pumped a couple of glasses, you know, like that. Yeah. And it was the 80s. That's why now she's always kind of trying to get costs of out of stuff. She goes, that's nice. Is it new? Like she's obsessed with spend. Like because they didn't spend money.
No.
They got a mortgage that they couldn't afford and then they sat in for years. But she was dieting. She was a dieter for sure.
Yeah,
she was dieting. I remember the first time we had peanut butter in the house. So like that, she'd read that the diets were so strict. Like half a boiled egg at 11:58. Like that was the vibe.
Yeah.
And we had peanut butter in the house. And I'll never forget it. My father was still alive at the time. My dad, me and my brother sitting around. Mum brought in this peanut, like, because it was like highly American.
Yeah.
And we all watched and she put it on her toast because she was supposed to eat peanut butter at breakfast. And she took a bite and she was like, oh my God, I wouldn't even give it to the dog.
What?
And then the peanut butter was thrown out. Yeah, we all watched her eat peanut butter. It was like fascinating.
And she threw it away. She didn't like it. She thought the fat content.
No, she was like disgusting. She's like, I wouldn't give it to the dog. The poor dog's there.
You'd love some peanut butter.
Of course you would. Peanut butter on toast.
You can crush pills in that.
I know, yeah.
Peanut butter's the one. I bet Donald's got her on the peanut butter now.
Oh, she's on the whey now, the protein.
The trainer, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, be careful on those bars. Oh my God, it's a terrible thing to say. They're just bars, Mum. Yeah. They're just the bars. They've just gotten the ingredients very, like, smartly described, but ultimately they're just bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hammering those. But yeah, she would have been a big dieter.
It's wild to think that our mothers, of our generation, our mothers were all navigating, like, body dysmorphia and eating disorders just casually.
I know.
I've heard you mention that you were not raised by your biological parents.
Yes.
This is about biology, obviously, or biological age. So would it be fair to say that no one looked like you?
I thought you would say no one loved you. And I was like, yeah, that would be fair.
I was raised by my biological parents who did not love me.
Yeah, no one loves anyone anymore. So I'm adopted. I was adopted at like 3 or 4 months old. So I don't.
No.
Yeah.
I would love to adopt a 3-month, 4-month old baby. Can you imagine how excited your parents would have been to get you?
Oh, yeah. And like there was a lot of waiting. Like, because this was, like, now you can't really, it's very hard. Well, certainly in Ireland, there's not
it's
the
hard.
Same. Yeah. Because people either keep them now or they have terminations or whatever.
No adoption agency would give me. I'm not home enough. I can have my own biological children.
Yeah.
Couldn't adopt. They'd be like, you do not qualify.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're going to take these ones out of the house.
Yeah. So, not only are you not getting one, we're taking the ones you have.
Yeah.
So she said there was massive applications. Like, they come out. I remember I used to do it in the old show, actually. She was talking about, because you don't pay. Because I remember asking her, like, how much was I? Like, she's like, free. I was like, what? They're fucking handing out babies, like Snapple.
Yeah.
And she said, no. She said, maybe there was something, and she was trying to rack her brain. Like, imagine not remember. Like, it's so irrelevant to her at this stage. She actually said once, she's like, the idea you didn't come out of me blows my mind. She's like, I can't get my head around it, that you're not my biological child. But she said, she said, no. I think we gave them a voluntary contribution. And then when they were, I said, voluntary contribution? She goes, yeah, they came out and checked the garden to see, was it safe? And I said, what? And she goes, no, sorry, that was the dog. So when she adopted the dog, there was more of a checkup than when she adopted, because she said you didn't pay any money, but there was huge, they did big checks into their finances and all that jazz.
They got you from Battersea Babies Home.
Battersea Babies Cat Shelter.
No.
Yeah.
And so do you look like them?
So me and my brother are both adopted. Don't look anything like my parents, like my adopted parents, my parents. My mother says, I kind of was a show pony baby. They're not, she's like, she's a nurse. She's just like, just getting on with things. Doesn't like show offs, anything like that.
Oh.
Yeah. So she was like, yeah. I know. It's the whole nature versus nurture debate.
Yeah.
And so she did say at one stage, she's like, I didn't really know what to do with you. So while she encouraged that side, she was like, she's like, you can do a bit of acting at the weekends if you want, but like, it's not a real job. So,
Yeah.
It was all there. Yeah. She's like,
Yeah.
There's none of that in the family. No, she's not going to be like, oh yeah, I think an idea of becoming a stand-up comic is a great idea for you, my love. And then when I went to meet my birth parents, don't look anything like my birth mother, really, to be honest. And then she gave me the name of my birth father, and then I put him into Facebook, and this guy popped up, and I was like, whoa.
No. You're such a girly looking girl, though.
And so he has...
So there's an old man who looks like you.
Yeah. And he has five sons, loads of sons. And they're all the spits of me as well. Yeah.
And have you met up with them
then? Yeah.
So then you might have an idea of your biology now that you're connected to your birth parents and you know all these brothers.
Yeah.
Is everybody fit and healthy? And
yeah, they seem to be. He did say there was no major health revelations. I had varicose veins removed out of my legs at 21.
Wow.
Which is very young to go in and get varicose veins. And when I went in, the doctor, he was like, you know, you're up in a box and he's drawing circles around these veins. And he went, who gave you these? Because he's like, they're hereditary. So one of the first questions I asked when I met about my birth parents, because they were both like, oh, we used to love to write. I was always very funny. But then everyone denied the varicose veins. No one took credit for the varicose veins. They were like, that's nothing to do with us.
It's all the sitting down writing.
Well,
it's giving them
he
the
was like, they're so bad. He's like, you definitely, they're hereditary.
Interesting.
Yeah, but they're both alive. They're both healthy.
And have they aged well? Presumably your dad is hot.
My dad is quite, he's kind of a cool guy. He has an earring and stuff. Yeah, I think he was a bit of a ladies' man.
With five sons.
Yeah.
and Joanne McNally. You don't, I believe that men, because my dad had three daughters, has, and Jay-Z got daughters straight away, yeah. And there are like famous men. I see them getting daughters, and I think that is for the womanizing.
Yeah. That's
God has been like, you're going to get not just a daughter, Kanye yeah. West, you're going to get Northwest as a daughter and see how
She's
you go.
She's hilarious.
She's a funny baby.
Yeah. She's like, I'd love a girl.
Well, because you did a documentary where you said that you were 80% sure you wanted to remain child-free.
Yeah. Now, at the time when I did that documentary, as is most of my life decisions, it was being made by a man I was with at the time who was very, very adamant. He was like, that's not an option for us. That's not going to happen. So I was trying to kind of figure out.
I see.
And also, it's never been like, do you know the way some women are like, oh, you know, I always knew I wanted to be. I never had that certainty.
No.
I never have it. That's why I can't get a tattoo. I just change my mind about stuff too.
Well, I think it's a lot easier to have a child than a tattoo.
Yeah.
But kids are like quite, you know, you can leave the house and you don't have the kid on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Tattoo eventually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can get rid of their dads, I suppose, but keep the
can
kids.
You, though?
You can. I've got rid of one of mine.
Yeah.
I don't see him or speak to him anymore.
Whoa.
And a tattoo I would still probably have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Because I do, I have seen, I've gone out with people with kids and I think that, and I watched them try and navigate this relationship mm-hmm. with the other parent and I was like, that does look quite difficult.
It's a lot of admin. Like, no shame against women who have multiple baby fathers at all. No shame. But the admin,
yeah.
I just think of all the drop-offs.
I know.
And I just think, I'm busy enough. So you're thinking now you would like to have a daughter?
I think I would. I have this image of when I'm older. And I do think sometimes it is good to think of your future self. I never think of my future self. I don't give a shit about Joanne tomorrow.
Mm.
Never have.
Mm.
And that's, you know, not great. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like, fuck her.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll drink, I'll do whatever. But when I think about future Joanne, like in her 50s, I'm like, she would want to have a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. And you can get them a myriad of ways, as you know.
Yeah.
You could adopt, you could do this or that.
I think because I'm adopted myself, and I should really be paying it forward in some sort of big adoption, mm-hmm. pay it forward scheme and adopting
yeah.
as a high five to the adoption system. But because I was adopted, I'd love my own, because I did, mm-hmm. because I grew up with a lot of confusion around like DNA, not looking like anyone, mm-hmm. like kind of small identity crises over the years. I'd love my own. I just want a baby me.
Yeah.
Dressed like this.
Oh my gosh. And they have so many mom and daughter matching outfits now that you can get, but you haven't got the garden to adopt, you know, so.
I haven't got the garden.
It'll have to be the lady garden. The lady garden. And if your biological age happens to be low, we could harvest some eggs from you this afternoon.
Are you teasing me?
I've got time.
Do you know what? How can you see? Is the result there?
No, it's there. I know. It's very exciting. Let's move on to your career.
Okay.
Comedy, Joanne, came for you quite late, you said?
Yeah.
You think 30s is late?
Yeah. Well, considering when I started, everyone had been in it 10 years.
Yeah.
And again, I did it because I was with the man who was a comedian.
I did it to impress him.
Do I know him? Basically.
Do I know him?
And then
him?
Things got a little out of control.
Is he Irish?
Yeah.
Okay, so you gave up a job in PR to be a comedian.
Yeah, I was a publicist.
For like beauty brands or fashion?
Well, it was an agency aimed at youth brands.
I see.
Yeah. So I was working in that and then I went complete. I was kind of circling the plug hole of an eating disorder for a very long time. And then I just went down the plug hole. So then I had to leave everything and I moved back to my mum's and all that jazz. So I had to leave my job anyway.
Okay.
And then I was an outpatient in this. I was like in a treatment program, but I never went in full time. I was like in and out, yeah. You know, outpatient, whatever. And so I was like, I'd nothing to do. And just really strange timing of it all. A woman who I work with very closely now called Una McCabot was putting on a stage show called Singlehood. And I'd always loved acting, but I had never done it. And I feel like maybe the eating disorder was also very, I was very unfulfilled.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I can't, I wanted to write and I didn't have the confidence to do it. So I was like, I'll just be super thin and that would be my big achievement.
It's a control thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And you're like, I wanted to do something impressive. And mm-hmm. I thought that being skinny was the thing that I would do to be impressive. And then I was really impressive. Too impressive.
You're an overachiever.
I think a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I also think they say adoption and eating disorders, there's a lot. There's a lot. It's that thing of like proving your worth or something. I don't know. That's what they say.
And also saying, I don't need anyone for anything. It's hyper independence. Yeah. It's saying, I don't need sustenance. I don't need love from you. I don't need anybody to accept me. I don't even need rice.
Yes. Yeah, look at you losers. Yeah. Eating.
I am self-sustainable.
I would say I'm problematically independent at this point.
Yeah. You're like, it's a trauma response.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that period of your life might have impacted your biological age?
They do a lot of tests on you when you go in, and everything was kind of fine. Like my friend Anya, she's like, you're like a cockroach. You just...
That's nice to say.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sonia.
She's like, you'll live for, like, she's like, you get away with murder. Like, I don't have the healthiest of lifestyles.
No.
She's like, you'll kind of get away with it. I developed a slight phase of hypochondria. Like, it was for a week.
Yeah.
I was suddenly like, oh, if I die now, it's not that sad. Like, when you're young, it's like a tragic death. But now it's like, oh, well.
Well, at our age, people do tragically just start to die.
Yeah.
I've had sex with people who are dead now. I know.
Wait, what age?
Wait for that milestone.
What was the age gap?
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all needed a lift somewhere, Joanne. All right.
Of course.
They were inside me. Now they're inside the ground. It's a circle of life.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you go to the funeral?
No. No, no, no. But it was weird.
You didn't even zoom in like they do now.
I was told weeks later. I'm so detached.
Well, they're
from
probably so old. They're not online, really.
No, they're not. I had to read it in a physical newspaper obituary.
Yeah.
Oh, his poor grandson.
Speaking of zooming in, I know it's an aside, but there was a woman recently. So after lockdown, this kind of zooming into funerals thing kind of stayed.
Oh, yeah.
And did you see the story where your one zoomed in to this funeral and everyone who zoomed in is on the big screen above the thingamajiggy? So she opens the link. The camera is on her. And for some reason, she obviously didn't understand how the internet works or how Zoom works and began shaving her cooch. And I mean, like... You see the photo, the videos are all online. And everyone's like, oh my God, oh my God. No one rings her. And then, so eventually turns her camera off. She turns up to the afters, didn't know.
What was she expecting to do at the afters?
Who did she fancy? That's what I need to know. Who she's trying to ride at the afters.
I'm late for the funeral.
I need to get ready.
Shave my...
My ex is obviously going to be there something. And they zoomed it all, played it out over the funeral. And then she turned up to the afters. And they were like, you don't know what you did, do you? And she's like, what?
But why have a two-way? Because I would be with her where you'd think it's a one-way video link. I can see the funeral, but I'm not broadcast at the funeral.
We sometimes record our podcast remotely.
Yeah.
And Joe, our producer. So I just assumed when he shut down the laptop, the internet goes away.
Yeah.
He said he opens it, but I always sleep with my... I watch documentaries to have me fall asleep. So he said he opens Zencast when it was just me asleep. He's like, Joanne, you've been, like, what do you call it, live streaming yourself for days.
Because you have to log out properly
thank God I was just like asleep, fully clothed. You wouldn't know. Like.
And that's even worse because now everyone knows that you're not shaven.
I know.
I go, well, we've been with Joanne for days and days.
I know, yeah, I know.
We're hoping at some point she'd pop into the loo and shave it. But no, she's going full bush over 40, which is coming back in, I think.
I can't. It's too late for me. It's all gone.
This is it.
We lasered those bad boys.
What about if you find out your biological age is a lot older?
I'd be very sad.
But then would you grow back the pubic hair?
No.
To suit the biological age?
No. That hair is not... How would I get it back at this stage? I have to go to Turkey.
Transplant. Some of the eyebrows, some of the badge, please.
Have you seen those photos of the flights home from Turkey and all the men with the little ant? Like they're all coming back with their little heads off.
Bless them. I would go to Turkey, I think, for something as innocuous as a hair transplant. I don't think that could go wrong. Mm. But you wouldn't see me getting like teeth there, lipo there, although like it is tempting.
Yeah, but my friend's a dentist and she says she just flat out refuses to fix any dental tourism. She's like, I'm not dealing with that tough shit. Go back to Turkey if you want someone to fix your teeth. God. She's hardcore though. She's the bad manner of a bin.
Bleak.
She won't mind me saying. Yeah. She's hardcore. But she's like, it's not our job to fix it.
No, but you could be like a good person, a medical professional, and have a go.
I was like, but they're paying you. And she's like, it's just a hassle.
It is.
It's a pain in the hell.
Because then maybe something else goes wrong, root canal, and they go, that was you.
Yeah,
go,
that's exactly the situation.
They come as a liability.
Yeah.
Like these divorced men who will soon be on the market.
Are we allowed to talk about your...
Yeah, these are my teeth. I'm North American.
So they're your real teeth.
Yeah. You go back to pictures from me when I was poor, single mom.
Oh,
teeth.
My
I've
God.
I've had some bonding on some of them.
Okay.
Where they started to get like a little
they
bit see-through.
They are incredible.
Thank you. I had orthodontics for like, honestly, a decade.
Did you?
Braces, yeah. A lot, like whitening. And then the bonding. I like the bonding. It changes the shape a little bit and makes yeah. them whiter.
So I have a slight butterfly.
But that's nice. So I saw a thing about Sabrina Carpenter and her teeth being allegedly veneers. And there were imperfections that made them look so beautiful. The reason these Turkish teeth don't look right is because they're too perfect. Like yeah. two perfect teeth are conspicuous yeah, for yeah, being yeah. veneers. Well, let's talk about your lifestyle quickly, Joanne, okay. and then I'm going to reveal your biological age.
Okay.
You look beautiful. You look very young. You do. Just take it. Sit back and take it from me.
Okay.
You are effervescent. You're fun. You're funny. You have loads of energy. Mm-hmm. But that's not indicative necessarily of your biological age.
Yeah.
We're looking at inflammation. We're looking about different things that we will get into the science of.
Yeah, because I don't
later.
Understand it really now.
You will soon.
Yeah.
But what are you doing lifestyle-wise that could be contributing to your biological age?
Well, I'm not going to dress it up. I'm not going to lie about it.
Okay.
I love wine.
Mm. Red, white, rosé?
All of it. Put
Sparkling.
It all in together. Don't care. I smoked, which is my shame. Mm. I don't anymore.
Looks pretty sexy though.
It does.
Do you vape?
No. I did vape for a while. You're basically chugging on a computer. Like yeah. it's weird. The thing about them is as well, you can do them anywhere. So at least with yeah. smoking, you have to go to certain places and you can't just smoke all day. Whereas the vaping, you could just be doing it. Anyway, so no, I don't vape in fairness to myself. But any vice, I do love a vice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had some party days?
I've had a party. Okay. Yes. Phase.
More yeah. than three sexual partners?
Yes.
Okay. It's not on here. I just.
Where are you? You're not going to bring them out, are you?
How much are you sleeping at night?
Sleeping is too. I don't really know. I've no idea. I want to get one of those Aura rings.
Yeah.
To really track my sleep. I know. I do a lot of lucid. I lucid dream a lot, which would suggest I'm not in a deep sleep a lot of the time.
Okay.
And I've developed this quite strange habit where I need to listen to stuff to fall asleep.
Oh.
Documentaries.
I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah. I don't know where it started. I don't know when it started. Anyway, I have that now. So that's okay. kind of just part of the sleeping system. So if you're listening to stuff all through the night, mm-hmm. that again would affect your sleep. I do sleep a lot. I'm not sure how good it is.
Okay. And then food wise, are you like vegan, veggie? Do you
no.
do whole foods, organic?
I went through a veggie stage. I'm no longer veggie. I don't eat red meat that much. Mm. I don't eat pigs.
Yeah.
I love pigs. That's where my ethics kick in, weirdly. Yeah. Pigs, that's it, really. It's
you
my only
pigs,
moral background. I just want any pigs.
Jewish people and Muslims.
Jewish people and Muslims and me.
They would like that about
yeah.
you.
Yeah. But wine, crisps, party days.
Crisps are not the worst vice I have heard.
No.
Now, Joanne McNally.
And the heroin, of course.
Salt and vinegar heroin. It's now time to find out how old you really are, Joanne.
Okay.
The test is carried out by a company called GlycanAge. We are now joined by Dr. Nicola Conlon, a female science man. Scientist, I believe it's called now.
Hello, doctor.
And Dr. Nicola can interpret these results for us.
Don't ruin my day.
Are you ready, Joanne?
Vibes. Okay, yeah.
What do you think it's going to be?
Okay, realistically, firstly, I don't know what it is.
Your biological age. Yeah, explain to us before we reveal it just a little bit because we're going to get into it later.
Yeah, so you've got two ages. You've got your chronological age, which is how old you are, but you've got your biological age, and that is how old you are on the inside.
Yeah.
So how old your cells really are, what they're telling us.
Ooh. Okay. My cells have been bitching about me, I assume. Go on.
Give me a guess.
Okay, my chronological age is 41.
Yeah.
I would say my metabolic age... I mean, if I'm over 50, the day's not going to go well for me.
Mm.
I'm going to say 50.
50, on account of the...
I did a lot of Ibizas.
Okay. Your result, Joanne McNally, is... Yeah. 20 years old!
What? That's not true. There must be another O there, miss.
You are 21 years younger than your chronological age.
That machine is broken.
Officially.
There is no way. What?
Nicola.
This is a very unusual result.
Okay. Anya's going to die. She said, I'm a cockroach. That's what she said.
She was right.
So in terms of, just to put it in, put it into perspective, okay? So you are in the top.
Sorry, this could not be worse news for me. Like, I'm just going to go out. I'm just going back to Ibiza tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you are in the top 1%, right? You are, as a scientist, we would say you are an extreme outlier.
That's what we would define you as.
You're an anomaly.
Nicola, how's this possible with the lifestyle of crisps?
You know, so
documentaries.
So when I first saw these results, I was like, okay, this person is either living like a saint and they are doing everything right, or they are genetically blessed. Now, I've been listening and I don't think it's the first bit. So what it really tells us is that you are genetically blessed.
With what? What would make your cellular turnover this good? So Joanne's inflammation is presumably low.
Yeah, so you, if we were looking at your genetics, it would be like you have an immune system that's very protective. Mm. So you're very resilient.
Oh God, that's easy.
Is Joanne's body doing like a reverse Jesus, taking the wine and turning it to water, hydrating the cells?
I mean, for when you look at biological age, usually it's not the genetics that's the important thing. So like everyone blames their genetics on things.
Yeah.
And normally what I'm telling people is actually it's not your genetics that is the player here. It's your lifestyle. Okay. It's usually around 80% down to your lifestyle. But in some people, the outliers, it is their genes.
Hilarious.
So you can almost get away with it, although I don't actually want to promote that.
Clearly, but, I'm getting away with it.
But yeah, interesting. So obviously you said you weren't brought up by your biological parents. Do you know if you've got any sort of people that have lived on your biological side over 100? Because this is the type of genetics we're talking about.
I actually never asked them.
That would be really interesting to find out if you've got any like really long-lived relatives, because these are usually the type of people that we see these kind of patterns of inflammation in when they're so low.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a great day.
Would this mean, because your eggs, Joanne, you mentioned you might want to have a daughter one day, and 41.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to be the one to say it.
I know.
But the general consensus is TikTok. Yeah, yeah. But your eggs are a single cell. And if a lot of Joanne's eggs are quite well protected by her overprotective immunity, then perhaps these eggs are also very young. Does Joanne potentially have 21-year-old eggs?
I mean, in a lower biological age, it generally reflects your whole cellular health. So, you know, every part of the body. So it wouldn't be surprising. But the other interesting thing when it comes to having children, so actually the longer you put off having your last child, the better your biological age. So people that have children later in life actually live longer.
I'm now doing an interview with a 20-year-old comedian. Oh, I started late in my career. You're 20 years old right now.
I can't believe that.
How do you feel, Joanne?
I kind of don't believe it, if you know what I mean. It doesn't. Are you sure?
Well, think about it. You don't get sick.
No, not really.
You've got loads of stamina.
Yeah.
What are your hangovers like?
Don't really get them.
There we go.
Cockroach.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very unusual for me to get hangovers. That's when I know I've really done the dog on it. I just thought I was very hydrated.
Nicola, could some of this be down to not only great genetics, but the fact that, Joanne, you're really motivated and happy in your work? You love your career.
I do love my career.
Do you know what? It's really interesting you mention that, because when we're looking at the results, there's a few different markers and patterns of markers that make up that one age.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you scored really highly in is something that we usually see in people that have great life satisfaction.
Ah.
So people who are optimistic, they are loving life, they're not stressed, or, you know, people that are practicing gratitude meditate. And it was interesting that you mentioned that you did not feel so fulfilled earlier in life, but then changed your career. Mm. And you said, you know, you're very childlike and have that positive outlook on life. You don't think about the future too much. No, yeah. I interpreted that as a positive thing. You're living in the present rather than worrying.
Yeah.
Like a dog.
Like a dog. I'm like a little poodle.
You wake up every day and you go, it's all still here.
Yeah. Like, this is great. Let me out.
Yeah, and we see that people, you know, the studies that show that optimists live 15% longer than someone who has a negative outlook on life. So just that alone.
So we were talking earlier about the hyper-focus thing and stuff. I don't really, I do get stressed, of course I get stressed, but I don't worry that much about stuff really at all.
Do you meditate?
I tried, I just can't. I can't. I don't do any. The only time I did the gratitude journal thing was when I was like insane. And you have to, they make you do it.
Is the fact that Joanne is single, child free, is that contributing to a young biological age?
Yeah. So the science says it does help women. Yeah. Okay. So for biological age, it seems that married men will do better. Yeah. They will live longer and have a lower biological age. But for women, it doesn't make any difference. So for women, marriage isn't actually a benefit.
Okay.
But the sort of theory behind it is that men kind of need a little bit more taken care of when it comes to their health. Whereas women are quite good at going to the doctor themselves and looking after themselves and being a bit more proactive. So that's kind of the scientific thought behind it.
Yeah.
But yeah, men do better in married life. Women
don't. They flounder.
Yeah.
I've aged terribly in the last 5 years.
I think you look amazing. Are you talking about your mental health or are you talking about your face?
All of it. All of it, Joanne.
Well,
I'm rethinking my whole life, Nicola, because I have a lifestyle that is very clean living. I follow the rules. I should probably be sleeping more, but I've never been to Ibiza. I'm not having the wine that Joanne's having. My Instagram is not as dynamic. What does this tell us generally about our lifestyles? We should just do what we want?
Well, like I say, this is an outlier, so we're not going to start promoting this. But generally, this would be the opposite conversation for most people. It would be like, actually, you know, you've got a good biological age because your diet is spot on. Mm. You know, you've never smoked, you've never drank, and you're living like a saint. But for you, this is really unusual that when, you know, you talk about your lifestyle and be like, you know what, it's not the best. But then to still have that result is pretty special.
Need to get you on the Ketamine.
Yeah. That's what I am missing. Will this change how you live your life, Joanne?
No, thank God.
No. Just more of the
continue.
Same.
Yeah.
You do have a really good diet, Joanne.
Yeah. So when I came back from the eating disorder, I had to kind of retrain how I ate.
Yeah.
And so I do have pretty healthy eating habits.
So that I stay sane. What's your attitude then? Generally toward food, because your attitude, I think, has carried you far. Your genetics, Nicola mentioned, and your optimism.
Yeah.
So how do you look at what you're going to eat in a day? What's like the general ethos?
I eat loads of eggs. I'm big into protein. A lot of coffee, chicken. I love chicken. So I eat the same thing all the time.
Oh, I read that people who live to be over 100, they eat the same thing at the same time every day. They're in like a food routine.
Really?
Well, interestingly, variety is also key. So what I was going to ask is, do you eat like a wide variety of like fruit, veg, nuts, seeds?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is one thing for diet that has actually been shown to really help biological age.
Yeah.
So eating around 30 different types of plants. So it doesn't mean like you have to completely cut out meat, but
you're eating 30 plants?
You know, this can be like nuts, seeds, herbs, salads, different salad leaves.
I do eat a lot of stir fries.
Yum.
A lot of ramen.
So I think it's definitely, I mean, your lifestyle isn't that bad now we're digging into it.
It's actually not that bad. It's not like I'm shooting up or anything, you know. It's not that bad. No.
It's not that bad. But your genetics is obviously phenomenal. And I think combined with, you know, a relatively healthy lifestyle, that is just doing you fine. So keep it up.
I mean, I don't want to put pressure on a 41-year-old woman who's just mentioned she might want to be a mom. But I think it is your duty to procreate now with these genetics.
Pass on the genes.
To get back.
You need to create a generation of Cainers who can withstand the apocalypse that is to come.
Like the Von Trapps, but just little rave babies.
Yeah.
I do think not having kids, like as much as I would like to have a kid, but like it doesn't keep me awake at night. But I think people...
It will, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hopefully one day it will. I think not having the stress of... family is probably not a bad thing on your body.
When you're pregnant, your biological age actually goes up by around 2 years on average.
Christ.
Yeah, so pregnant. But the good news is that after you've given birth, it actually goes down further than it went up. So you're in a deficit.
False news. No, it's not gone back down. When does it go back down?
Pretty soon after.
No, it's not true.
Which, you know, you think a pregnancy is stressful on the body, but then also raising a new baby is stressful on the body. But it's interesting. The data does show that it reverses by around 3 to 8 years.
Joanne, throughout your life, throughout each of your 20 years on this planet,
yeah,
what would you say, looking back, has been your favorite age so far?
40.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
Because I feel like there was a lot of turbulence. There was a lot of mental health issues, you know, a lot of that kind of stuff. Maybe not the healthiest relationship decisions, you know.
Yeah.
So now I feel things have kind of leveled out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, for sure, I hit 40 and I was like, just everything kind of calmed down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think 40. Definitely.
And you didn't have a panic about it. You didn't prescribe to like society's stigmatization of women over 40.
No, I was more like, oh my God, this is gas. I'm 40.
Yeah. I feel the same. And you're going to turn 40 again in 20 years.
I can't believe it.
They say 40 is the new 20, but it's not true for anyone apart from you, the outlier.
Yeah, the outlier. As well, I think, you know, being 40 now, it's not what it was. Like, there's no, the term middle age doesn't even apply. You're young, you die, and you just like do whatever you want in the middle.
I'd say just drive carefully.
Drive very carefully.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be careful.
The only thing that's going to take me out now is a bus.
Or a man.
Or a man.
Stay away from them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not going to be my own health.
I would normally ask after the results given by Dr. Nicola from Glycan Age, like, what advice would you give to your younger self? But what advice would you give to your older self?
I know.
At age 100.
Keep going. Keep trucking.
Joanne, do you have any closing remarks for those of us who would also like to be biologically 20?
I think there's some, like, I honestly, I'm not even being, but like, are you sure, like, that it was, do you know what you hear about things getting, like, bloods
switched,
getting swapped and stuff? Yeah. Are you sure?
I am absolutely positive. These are your actual results. So take it.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm thrilled. Thanks so much, Nicola.
Don't thank me. Thank your parents.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff from the brilliant Joanne McNally on What's My Age Again. Thank you so much for joining us. Please follow and subscribe to the show wherever you listen or watch your podcasts.